G'day, Reese down here. Welcome to episode 83 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called 10 Breathing Techniques for Stress Management. Now, breathing exercises are a powerful tool for calming the parasympathetic nervous system, reducing stress, and promoting relaxation. Now, this is going to be vital for you if you're attempting selection. Obviously, it's going to help outside that as well, but particularly for selection. It'll help leading into selection. It'll help throughout the selection course, throughout the reinforcement cycle, and also serving within special operations. Because you've probably heard me say it before, everything about special operations is fucking stressful. You need to have good stress management strategies. And one of those is honing, finding out what works for you in regards to breathing techniques to help calm yourself down. But a point to note, we're not necessarily trying to eliminate stress responses. It really depends on the situation. We're not necessarily trying to get back to a state of homeostasis once we've been stressed. It really depends on the situation. For example, if you're sitting home and you're getting stressed just thinking about going for selection, right? Yes, you'll want to employ some breathing techniques to calm yourself down, right? And get back to that homeostasis. There's no point in sitting at home thinking about something and being stressed, okay? So we don't need to be stressed in that situation. So calming yourself right back down using breathing techniques, that's what you want to do, and that really helps. But on the other hand, if you're about to enter a combat zone or the sporting arena, or you're about to give a presentation or anything where you're going to be stressed, but a little bit of stress is good, you'll want to employ breathing techniques to calm yourself so you can operate in your optimal state. And your optimal state is that of which your heart rate is between 115 and 145 beats per minute. If you've read anything by Colonel Dave Grossman, he wrote the books on combat and on killing. He's got a number of other things out there as well. So in that particular situation, it's about managing your stress levels to operate at peak performance. So not totally calming yourself down. It's different. You don't want that in a combat slash life and death situation or in any of those situations where you need to perform at your best. You want to operate in your optimal state, all right? So there are a couple of key differences there in regards to managing stress. But here are 10 effective breathing techniques for stress management. The first one is diaphragmatic breathing or belly breathing. You've probably heard of this. All you need to do is sit down comfortably. You don't have to sit down or lay down, but it's a good idea to sit down comfortably. Place one hand on your belly and the other hand on your chest. Inhale deeply through your nose, ensuring your belly rises more than your chest. Okay, so breathe into your belly, hence diaphragmatic breathing or belly breathing. Exhale slowly through your mouth and repeat for several minutes. Number two is the 4-7-8 breathing method. Pretty simple. Inhale through your nose for 4 seconds, hold your breath for 7 seconds, and exhale completely through your mouth for 8 seconds. This technique helps reduce anxiety and aids in sleep. Number three, sure you heard about this one, box breathing or the combat breathing or square breathing. Inhale for a count of four, hold your breath for a count of four, exhale for a count of four, then hold again out for a count of four and repeat. Okay, and this method was popularized by Navy SEALs, right? And they use that to calm the nervous system. You don't have to do it for four. You can do it for 5 seconds or 6 seconds. Either way, whatever you do, just make sure it's in that box breathing or square breathing method, okay? Number four is the equal breathing. Inhale through your nose for a count of four, then exhale through your nose for a count of four. This technique can be done anytime to help calm the mind. Number five, progressive relaxation. Breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, focus on releasing tension in one part of your body at a time, starting from your feet and moving upward toward your head. And you can combine that with the muscle tension and release exercise, okay? So rather than just thinking about a body part to relax, actually squeeze it, like tense it, for example, your thigh. Tense your thigh as you breathe in, and then as you breathe out, relax the muscle, okay? And do that for each muscle group. Number six is alternate nostril breathing. Sit in a comfortable position, place your right thumb over your right nostril, inhale deeply through your left nostril, then close it with your fingers, open your right nostril and exhale. All right, switch sides and repeat. This balances the body and calms the mind. Number seven is the pursed lips breathing method. Inhale slowly through your nose for two counts, then exhale slowly through pursed lips for four counts. This exercise is particularly beneficial for quick stress relief. Number eight is the B breath, B-double-E, B breath. Close your ears with your thumbs, place your fingers over your eyes, take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, make a humming sound. The vibration has a natural calming effect. Number nine is the lion's breath. Inhale through your nose, then exhale forcefully through the mouth, sticking out your tongue and making a ha sound. This helps relieve tension in the chest and face. Number 10 is the guided visualization breathing method. And that's where you combine deep breathing with visualizing a peaceful scene or situation. Inhale and imagine drawing in peace and relaxation. Exhale and visualize stress leaving your body. And there's a number of different apps you can utilize to help you with this method. And then number 11, I've added one in here. Number 11 is the double inhale method. Here you take a deep breath in through your nose, almost to capacity, micro pause, then take another little extra inhale. Then do an extended exhale. It's really great for offloading the maximum amount of CO2 in your system, which builds up when you're stressed. And this one is from Dr. Andrew Huberman. If you've ever listened to him or watched anything on YouTube, you'll know about this double inhale method. And he says it's proven to be the best to calm yourself down. And if you just search the double inhale method by Andrew Huberman, there's some great information there. You'll be able to watch some YouTube videos and explains it really well. But practicing these exercises daily can significantly impact your stress levels and overall sense of well-being. All right, you just need to start with a few minutes each day and gradually increase it as you become more comfortable with the practices. But this is going to be really important for you if you're attempting special operations selection, okay? Because there's so many different times where you're going to be stressed. Sometimes you want to calm yourself down to homeostasis. Other times you want to manage your stress levels so you're in that optimal state. Or you're in chopper, middle of the night, going into a combat zone, you want to be operating in that peak performance state. So practicing these breathing techniques and finding out which one works for you, okay? I just like the diaphragmic breathing, the nice rhythmic inhale and exhale. I find that works best for me, but there's 11 different breathing techniques in here you can try, find out what works for you. So then you're going into selection ready because you know how to calm yourself down. And that is going to give you a better chance of successfully passing selection, passing all the different testing elements on Rio, operating in the unit, operating overseas. All right, stress management is absolutely key. If you want to know more, if you want to know everything about preparing for selection, all the tips and tricks, let me know. Email me, Reese, which is rhys@operatorage.com, or you can head to operatorage.com/selection, the number of free resources there. But feel free, hit me up, and I'll see what I can do to help. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.